Well, as I said at the start of the show, we're going to be looking at various aspects of GST and how it's going to impact our lives. Now the GST is a reality. Is there in fact going to be an increase in property prices? What about those who are halfway through paying their dues or who are looking for property rentals or living in housing societies? A lot of questions are being raised about how GST will impact property prices. We have a range of experts who will answer those questions today on this show. We're being joined by Pankaj Bajaj, MD of Eldeco Infrastructure and Properties Limited, Anuj Puri, Chairman, Anarock Property Consultants, and here in the studio with me is Prateek Jain, Partner and National Leader of Indirect Tax at PwC India. Prateek, let me begin with you. I'm going to keep this very simple because, you know, this is for all our viewers tonight. What is going to change when someone goes to buy a house now?
Okay, so let me explain what kind of taxes apply today on properties and what will apply tomorrow. I mean, today as in before 30th of June or before 1st of July. So earlier, before 1st of July, there was a service tax of 4.5%, and I'm only talking about under construction property, because once when you buy a completed property, there is no GST on that. There's only stamp duty which applies. Stamp duty, by the way, continues over and above GST, right? So therefore, now when you go and buy a property, you'll have to pay 12% GST. Before 1st of July, you used to pay 4.5% service tax, and you used to pay around 1% VAT. It depends from state to state. You know, a few states had 1%, a few states had 2%. So that makes it around 5.5 to 6%. Plus the builders, whatever cement, steel, etc. that they purchase, on which they used to pay excise duty and VAT,
right,
that became a cost. So effective incidence for a property ranging, let's say, 4,000, 5,000 rupees per square feet or even lower, was around 9 to 10%.
Right.
So for the new project, that becomes now, let's say, 12%.
Okay.
I'm not factoring in the efficiencies that the builders will have when they buy from a, let's say, cement manufacturer. The cement manufacturer will also reduce the price. So I'm not, you know, sort of talking about that. So around 9 to 10% moves up to 12%, not too material an impact. But the issue is for the existing projects, because let's say construction is 70% complete. Now a new buyer walks in and buys a property. He will have to pay 12% on the entire property value. However, the developer only gets input credit or benefit of taxes on cement, etc., which they purchase, only for the 30% value, because of 70% construction is already complete, and he's not going to get any benefit.
Right.
So basically what we're saying is, for under construction property, when the buyer walks in now, there is an increase in the property prices for him, because the builder will have to pass it on to the customer.
Right.
But a future project, the project is launched after 1st July, it should not be too much of a problem.
Okay, so future projects, in fact, could even get cheaper. Anuj Puri, would you like to come in on this? Under construction projects, perhaps a bit of an escalation in costs. What about future projects? What are we looking at?
So, Ankita, I'll make four or five points. First, I do want to congratulate the government and the people of India for bringing in GST. I think it's a great tax, and you know, I do believe is that this will make a lot of the work easy, certainly in the real estate sector. I know that as any new law comes into play, there is a bit of a period where the water finds its own course, and that is perhaps that period where the water is trying to find its own course. And certainly under construction, it is true that the projects are going to become more expensive than the ones that are going to become, that are going to start now. But let me bring in two more points, Ankita. One point is, you know, certainly in the Mumbai city, where you're going to see a huge impact, is that the way tax has been set up is 18% as GST. One third of that is given as a benefit, because that is being considered as the value of the land, and hence the net that is applicable is 12%.
Right.
But in a city like Mumbai, the land is valued far greater than one third of the total cost of the project. In fact, you know, the area where I'm sitting in BKC is probably 70 or 80% of the value of the project. So clearly that is going to become a dichotomy where only 30% is being offset. The second problem that we may see in the new projects is that there's going to be a lot of these small contractors, you know, who are going to struggle to get GST registered. And if they're not registered, the developer is unable to take the credit. So one will really need to see how this chain is going to stack up with a lot of the unorganized contractors at the bottom of the pyramid who are not going to be able to provide the GST registration number, and hence the developer is unable to take the input credit, which means that he is not going to be able to pass that input credit to the buyer. The last point that I'll say is that ultimately, you know, the buyer is going to say, look, it doesn't matter to me whether it is GST or whether it's profit of the developer or the financing cost. For me, if the price is going to go up,
right,
you know, I'm going to be nervous in buying the product because, frankly, I don't have that kind of money.
Right. And Pankaj Bajaj, I wanted to come in on that. Is that going to be the biggest concern for builders and developers like yourself? Where is it that we are likely to see home prices actually rising? Is this going to be in projects where land costs are high, as has been mentioned already on the program, or elsewhere as well?
So the biggest problem, as Anuj pointed out, and elsewhere also, is the projects which are already under construction. And the cruel blow is that the project, the developers who've been efficient, who either borrowed or put in their own equity and they've completed substantial part of the construction, say 70 or 80%, they don't have any input credit to pass on because it's all consumed.
Right.
And you have buyers in the pipeline who've worked and they're like in the boat in the middle of a stream, and you suddenly ask them to pay 12%. So either the developer or the buyer is going to bear it. So there's an incremental incidence of taxation, which is as much as 6 to 7% here. Earlier it was 4.5 to 5%, and now it's 12%. So somebody's got to bear it. That's one. The other thing is with high cost properties, as Anuj pointed out. So as per our calculation, any property above 3 to 3.5 thousand rupees a square foot is going to bear have an increased cost of, incidence of taxation. That also either the developer or the buyer is going to bear it.
Okay.
So our guess is that the developer is going to bear it for his unfinished, unsold inventory, and it's the buyer is going to bear it for the where it's already booked. And for new projects, I don't think it's too much of a problem. The incremental taxation is not too much. It's a couple of percentage points, which I think can easily be factored into the fresh selling prices, and probably will be offset by lower construction costs in future.
Yeah.
But as of now, it's a very cruel blow for the industry and for the buyers who are midstream.
Okay, those are the strongest words we've heard so far, a cruel blow. Anuj Puri, quick last words. Essentially, this is for the home buyer, for those who are wishing to look at properties. Should they wait for more clarity before they make a decision? This is, of course, one of the biggest decisions people make in their lives.
I wouldn't say that one needs to delay the home buying decision. They should continue, and I do not foresee, you know, more than 4 weeks that the clarity is not going to come into this.
All right, we leave it at that. Thank you very much indeed, Pankaj Bajaj, Anuj Puri and Pratik Jain, for joining us on the Buck Stops here tonight.